June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. A big NBA breaking news story this hour. George Sedano, ESPN, joining us now to talk about that and the Mavs offseason, the finals. Segments also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win, the Frankels. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And a good afternoon, George. How the heck are you?
I have had a very strange day. So, obviously, I was going to come on with you guys a little earlier, and I told your guy, Zach, hey, you got something coming that's pretty big that I got to be ready for because we all have to kind of have all hands on deck. And as you just mentioned, it's a pretty big story with the Lakers. But then while that was happening, we seem to have a pretty big weather situation here in Indianapolis where there was a tornado situation here. So we thought we escaped the tornadoes in OKC somehow and ended up having them here in Indy. So it's been an interesting last 45 minutes.
Well, thanks for battling through all that to get on with this, George. What Lakers sold, why is this the right time? Why did this happen now?
You know, I think it's been something they've been planning for a while, an exit strategy, especially when Mark Walters became part of the group back in 2021. He is part of the group that owns the Dodgers. So it makes a lot of sense to keep it within someone in Los Angeles that understands the Lakers brand. And the Dodgers and Lakers have so much synergy already to begin with amongst their ownership groups and Magic Johnson, obviously being a part of both organizations in a big way. So I just think that with Jeannie and them, they understand, like, at some point, while they will still have a level of ownership stake, that just, you know, it's an arms race right now. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that as a family, if I had to guess, you know, they didn't have the means per se that some of these other groups have. And that's just kind of where they find themselves in. And I think they just take a lot, you know, they take a lot of crap, right, when the team doesn't perform the way that it's expected to based on the standard they've created. So, you know, in the day and age of social media, man, like, you can't even open your phone. Someone's ripping you to shreds. And I'm sure, you know, they all get it, you know, 200-fold than what we all get it. So I think at some point a combination of all those things probably just said, you know what, it's enough's enough. We've had a great run. We'll still have an ownership stake within the family. But it's time to kind of move in a different direction.
How much of this is, you know, what we saw with Luka and the Mavs? And it's just, it takes very, very deep pockets to look at signing these super max guys.
Yeah, I think the finances definitely played a role. That's why I mentioned it was an arms race. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's just what sports are. Hell, we're seeing it in collegiate sports. So it just is what it is now. Like, you have to have deep pockets, and especially if you want to own a professional sports franchise.
So what's I know you're covering the finals here, George, but I know you got a beat on all of the NBA, and for whatever reason, this, like, Jason Kidd to the Knicks deal just won't die here in Dallas. We just see reports of this every day, like, it won't go away, even though the Mavs said, step off, this is our guy. Is there real legs to this, or what's going to happen here with the Knicks?
You know, I think that if it's not dying, if I had to guess, and this is completely a guess, okay, I'm guessing that maybe Jason doesn't want it to die. You know, if I had to guess, that that would be the case, because if the Mavs are not interested in letting Jason go, why would this story continue? The story only benefits, you know, Jason if he does want to leave, right, to keep that going and keep it out there. So, I guess the Knicks to some extent too, right, so they can save some face because they've certainly had a rough go of it. But, yeah, I always look at any story and say, who does it benefit? Well, in this case, it would only benefit the Knicks or Jason and or both. So I'm guessing one of those two have to be involved in keeping this story alive to some capacity.
Elsewhere around the league, of course, we have the finals to talk about with you. But at what point do you expect the KD news to drop?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be before the draft, but I don't think that's the case anymore. I think that Phoenix is a bit delusional as to what they were going to get in return for a soon-to-be 37-year-old Kevin Durant. And, you know, look, KD's still awesome. I still think he's like a top 20 player in the league, but I don't think he's the guy that can single-handedly get you to a championship anymore. I don't think he's that player. Look at this Phoenix team, right? I will tell you, I've been there a ton. The construction was terrible. The more and more they reduced James Jones's role over time there over the last couple of years, the worse and worse things got. And the owner there, you know, he fancies himself a basketball guy. You know what I'm saying? He played college basketball for Tom Izzo, and he's putting a lot of his guys in place, and he wants, it seems like he wants to have more control, and he said as much actually to some extent. So, you know, you guys have seen this firsthand in sports, man. A lot of owners think they know what they're doing, and this is a very different business. So I think that the Suns are going to find themselves in a spot where these other teams are not going to relent. They're going to be pretty steadfast, I would imagine, on what they're willing to give up for KD at this stage of his career. And I think the Suns, if they keep KD and try to get through the season, I don't know if that's going to work out well for them, because I'll give you a quick little backstory, not to go too long on it, but when KD wanted to leave Brooklyn, he was allegedly, according to reports, willing to get and make things messy a little bit because he wanted to go to either Phoenix or Miami at the time. And Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, and his wife met with KD and said, hey, look, we promise you we will get you to one of the destinations you want. You just need to play for us. And, you know, he was able to build that equity with KD because he followed through on that. But here's the problem. Matt Ishbia and the Suns, they tried to trade KD at the trade deadline without him knowing, and I just don't think they have that kind of equity. If anything, they have negative equity with him at the moment.
George Sedano here with you on the Fan. I mean, owners in the NBA, it's so tricky. Doesn't it seem like the new ones, they just can't help but get...
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So involved that things get messy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. And by the way, look, I mean, you guys deal with a guy there in the NFL that certainly had his run at stuff like this too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you guys, if anyone understands these situations, it's you guys.
It's a perfect analogy with Ishbia because, you know, Jones played at Arkansas, national champion. He just looks at himself like, yeah, I'm a football guy. Why would I want to pay somebody else to do this?
Right. And, you know, he never really valued Jimmy the way he should have valued him. And we saw how that turned out. And then even when Parcells came there for a little while, he was starting to turn things around little by little, but then those two became combustible. So, yeah, like, I just think that that's just kind of where we are. Like, you know, you come into a sport, and I do think that there's that parallel where, like, hey, I know this sport, but the business side of it is different. And it's constantly evolving, too. You're dealing with agents, high-powered agents. You're dealing with players who are making more money than they've ever made. Like, there's a lot that goes into owning a sports franchise in 2025. And by the way, I'm not saying this is what, you know, Jeannie Buss is thinking either, but I'm sure that that has to factor into the calculus at least a tiny bit too. Just like, the world is moving really fast, man, and it's changing. The ground is changing underneath you pretty quickly.
Yeah, and we're going to have the draft and free agency and lots of opportunities to team build. Now with the Mavs, I think it's pretty clear they need a backcourt guy who can defend, preferably, and can play next to Kyrie Irving when he gets healthy. What's out there for him right now as they're looking to improve this team?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, they definitely need, like, I mean, not this guy per se, but like a Mike Conley type, right? A veteran guy who can run the team, you know, 20, 25 minutes a night, that can give you just kind of enough of an adult in the room and on the floor to get you through what you need to get through until Kyrie comes back. But yeah, I would look at a veteran like that, right? I don't know off the top of my head right now what the veteran point guard market looks like. But I do think that's what they need. Just someone who can stabilize things, keep things going, keep the trains running on time, get the ball to AD, get the ball to Cooper Flagg when you eventually draft him, and then make sure that the offense works the way it's supposed to work.
Hey, George, and you mentioned Cooper Flagg, and I just kind of wondered where your scout buddies are, front office buddies are, about him as a player. Are there some mixed things about him, or is it all super positive in ability, basketball, IQ, all those things that we like to learn about?
Oh, it's all super positive. I have not heard anything negative about him with anyone that I've spoken to. You know, high-level defender, obviously can score at three levels, is an excellent passer, just a willing defender, too, on top of being a high-level defender. I've heard all sorts of comparisons, man. I've heard, you know, this one was interesting to me. I heard, throw in Kawhi, Scottie Pippen, and Andre Kirilenko into a pot, mix it all together, and that you get Cooper Flagg. So I found that one to be interesting. But, man, if you could find a brainchild that comes out of that mixture, my God, that's a hell of a player.
So how's this finals been to cover? You've been crushing it as always. What's up with Tyrese Haliburton? I picked the Pacers, man. I was like a lone wolf over here along with my guy Brian. We were kind of pulling for our guy Rick. I think he's done an awesome job, but have they just kind of run out of gas?
Yeah, they have. And look, I think Carlisle's done a masterful job these playoffs coaching this team. Like, it really was. Everybody was making the parallels, understandably so, to when you guys won the championship in 2011 as a big underdog. And now, granted, I actually feel like that's a bigger upset because you have LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh on the other side. No disrespect to OKC, but they're not those guys yet. They may be down the road. But certainly at that time, we all remember how much that was ballyhooed when those guys got together. But, yeah, he's been phenomenal. And look, this team is fun, man. Like, they are fun to watch. They get up and down. Their pace, no pun intended, is the highest in the league. And it's just an aesthetically pleasing brand of basketball. And on the flip side, I think the same of OKC. I know that Shea gets all this grief about being a free throw grifter or whatever they want to call him, free throw merchant. My guy isn't going to the free throw line any more than Kobe or Dwayne Wade or LeBron or any other MVP for that matter, or anyone who's been even close to sniffing an MVP in the finals before. Guys get to the free throw line, okay? That's just the reality of it. And, you know, he has – I don't even think – I think we had this number correct the other day on TV, or I may have it correct. He's not even like the top 35 all time as far as like total free throw attempts in NBA finals history for a guy that's at this stage of the finals. So I just feel like that stuff gets overblown. We just pay way too much attention to social media. But I love these two teams. OKC, you know, great defensive team, turns you over, gets out in the open floor. Obviously, Indy wants to run. So it's just really fun to watch. Two great coaches. I love SGA. I mean, that kid, he has got it all, man. And you want to talk about a young group of guys who really are just a joy to cover. It's that group for sure, especially as young as they are. You don't see that very often where young guys get the pecking order of how things work with a professional sports franchise and understand that he's the guy, but he's going to make sure everybody eats. And you get a guy like Jalen Williams playing the way he's playing because they all understand that, you know, at this stage, everybody's going to have to fill whatever role that is. And in Williams' case, he's had to take on a bigger burden because of the way they're guarding Shea, and it's working. So, yeah, it's been a fun finals to cover. I say it's like the finals for basketball lovers. The casuals may not care, but you know what? If you actually like basketball, it's really fun, high-level basketball to watch.
Hey, George, is, you know, the way that the Oklahoma City's built and the way that they just kind of went and just got draft pick after draft pick and made trade after trade after trade, is this the only time we're ever going to see that in history because people are going to get very weary of, like, you know, are they going to try to do it, but they're not going to have the success of Oklahoma City doing it?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely, you know, hit the nail on the head here. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about what they got.
Sure.
So they traded Paul George, who at the time, by the way, if you recall, finished third in the MVP vote that year. It's not like this is, you know, was a guy who was not considered at that time, you know, a top 5 to 10 player. And they trade him, they identify Shea on a rookie contract. And they felt like if we get this guy in our system, we can mold him to what we want and he can be our alpha. And I think that teams will try to do that, to your point, but it's not always going to work. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the reality of it. You can try to identify a guy on a rookie contract, but we also know that teams are going to be a little more leery of that,
right?
And saying, well, wait, why do you want our guy? You know what I mean? Like, you know, even though there's always a level of desperation for certain teams because they feel they're close and they feel like a veteran guy will put them over the top. So there will be some back and forth with it, but the way they hit on it and the haul that they got, I just don't know if we'll see that again.
Thank you, George. Enjoy the rest of the finals, and we'll catch up with you soon if we can.
You got it, guys. Always my pleasure. Have a great rest of your show.
Salute. George Sedano, ESPN, with helping us out. The breaking news, the Lakers are sold for $10 billion. We reckon the Cowboys are worth at least 12 by that math. Where are we going next? It's Jared Sandler joining us to talk Rangers, Royals, and how they get back in the win column tonight. Next, The Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.